Well, hello and welcome to the unofficial Unreal Engine podcast, where we talk about all things Unreal Engine and also prolonged absences. I'm your host, Alex Coulomb, and welcome to the first episode in a while. What's going on here? I figure I should start with just some brief like updates. I like doing this podcast, guys. This is a really fun podcast. It's a real treat for me to get to stand on the backs of like everyone at Light Twist and have this cool virtual studio and chat with amazing people. Life just gets busy. There's a lot of stuff going on. So first of all, this isn't like a we're closing the podcast. This is still going to be around for as long as people let me do this. But I think you are going to see fewer episodes in the near future just because there's too many other things taking up time. I'm doing a lot of teaching these days, lots and lots of teaching. And then Agile Lens, my XR Unreal Engine studio, has a lot of work going on. I was just in Austin with my team for a bunch of weeks working on the 5,000 square foot holodeck there. Obviously, I'll be involved with Unreal Fest and things like that coming up. But also, I'm also in other places. Like, you guys can come say hi to me in my Discord and my YouTube channel and social medias. And those are all places to like keep a conversation going as well. So I guess this is just like a little episode to be like, hey, what's up? Good to see all of you. Thanks for supporting the podcast. And also, you know, there might be fewer episodes. And if you really like the sound of my voice or hanging out with me or this kind of content, there are some other places to find it. So let's just run through a few things. We'll do some news. We'll treat this kind of like a normal episode, but just me for today. And you know how weird I always feel talking to myself. So we'll deal with that existential crisis. First thing, I guess I'll just point out, I'll just do some little screen sharing in the background and try to describe what's going on for our audio only listeners. I've got the GDC page pulled up over here behind me because I thought from a news perspective, it might be kind of interesting to note that there's no big announcements from Epic Games at GDC this year. You might remember in the past, GDC has been when there's been like the Electric Dreams sample and MetaHuman Animator and all sorts of cool new mind-blowing features. Last year, I had the great pleasure of seeing my roommate, Drew Moreland from Syracuse University, stand up at the Unreal keynote at GDC as the new Captain America for the Marvel 1944 game with Captain America and Black Panther, and that was cool. So there's a few sessions going on at GDC, but no major announcements. And here you go. When is the State of Unreal? That's usually where that big keynote is. And they say this year we're hosting the State of Unreal keynote live from Unreal Fest Orlando on June 3rd. Stay tuned for news on events registration and how to join the live stream. So that's exciting. I can't remember if I mentioned in the previous episode, but I will be giving a talk about the Collab Viewer template on stage. That'll also end up on the YouTube channel. I think I called my talk something like the best template that you're not using. Because I'm a big fan of the Collab Viewer template and all the things you can do with VR and desktop, and there's different navigation modes, and it's multiplayer out of the box, and has a bunch of great annotation tools. So I think it's awesome, and I'm excited to talk more about it. And then I'm bringing more and more of my Agile Lens homies, because they're more and more involved with my authorized instructor center, the best and only one in all of New York City. Not New York City, sorry, there was one in Brooklyn, the only one in Manhattan, and they're gonna be teaching as well. So we're gonna have some classes on Unity and AR and animation, and I think materials. There's gonna be all sorts of cool stuff going on. So big Agile Lens presence at Unreal Fest in Orlando. Hopefully I'll make it to another one of the Unreal Fests as well. I'd love to go to the one in Stockholm, if possible. I'd love to be in Sweden, especially because Victor Broden, who runs all things XR and many product things at Unreal Engine, he was giving the Megalites demo back in, where was that? Was that in Seattle? Yeah, that was in Seattle. He's originally from Sweden, and so I'm sure he'd be a wonderful tour guide for Unreal Fest Stockholm. Next thing on my list is I want to give first of all, let's just take a quick look at some of the other places you can find me. Then I'm going to give a couple shout outs to some other cool things going on. So let me do, you know what? I just paste these things into my screen share rather than trying to keep sharing new tabs. Maybe today I'll also show you a little bit about the Light Twist Studio backend looks like. This would be kind of fun to have an archive of that. GDC, here we go. Okay, I'm just going to paste directly in. Okay, so first of all, just Unreal Fest. Let's take a quick look at the ones coming up. Coming to a city near you. And yeah, I'm going to move fast because I'm teaching another class soon in like 20 minutes. I'm teaching 10 classes this week, by the way, which is fun. But we got Unreal Fest Orlando coming up June 2nd to June 5th. very much in part very much because of this partnership with Disney. I've heard some rumors about where things like the big party is going to be, and yes, in Disney World, and it's going to be fun. Unreal Fest Bali this year replaces Unreal Fest Gold Coast. That'll be June 25th to 26th. If you are based in, you know, Indonesia or Australia or anything in that general area, do the call for proposals. Submissions close April 7th. Yeah, it's for developers in Australia, New Zealand, and Southeast Asia. Then there's Unreal Fest Stockholm. These are such pretty sparkly images. European destination, mark your calendar, September 22nd, 24th. The call for proposals will open in late March. Yeah, I'll definitely shoot a couple proposals over for that. Unreal Fest Seoul, love Seoul, only been there once. I gave a two-day Unreal Engine workshop and a two-hour talk that had to be translated into Korean. And then I gave some cool live Link face, metahuman, crazy live theater demos things. And that was fun. And then Unreal Fest Shanghai, that'll be August 22nd to 23rd. I don't know if I gave the date here. Seoul's 25th to 26th. Shanghai's 22nd to 23rd. And Unreal Fest Tokyo will be in fall of 2025. And isn't that all fun? I'll tell you, a dream of mine, I would love someday to be invited by Epic, or just because I get so many talks accepted, to go to like all the Asia or just that side of the world ones, like go Bali or Gold Coast, do Tokyo, do Shanghai, do Singapore, do Seoul, do wherever else it happens to be for that year, because they often are quite close to each other. And I think there are some speakers, mostly Epic Games employees like Chris Murphy, who do actually bounce between those. And it's also kind of a cool opportunity because those talks aren't recorded as often, to kind of like workshop a talk the same way like a stand-up comedian might workshop some material before finally going to the official North American Unreal Fest and kind of finalizing it there. Okay, so that's Unreal Fest stuff coming up. What else is on my thing over here? For anyone who is interested in talking to me about Unreal Engine training, because I'm doing more and more of that, the website for my training center is Alex Coulomb Presents. And I got all my nice badges, new badges to be a silver training partner and an instructor partner. And there's a Discord community. We'll take a look at that in a second. Please do join our Discord community. Just mentioning here, oh, I don't even have the overlay on, a lot of the different topics that we teach. But honestly, like the way that we actually handle a lot of this, in addition to YouTube tutorials, is we have people sign up in the newsletter. We give some free classes. Got one coming up with going from Unity to Unreal Engine on April 3rd with Whit Sellers. There will be a registration email for that going out in the next couple of days. So sign up here if you want to get some of that free content. But the thing I was going to say was, if you're interested in Unreal Engine training, the place I usually direct people to go is Unreal Engine training. I think it's unrealengine.com/training. And this is the kind of stuff I've done, you know, as a contractor with Epic Games, helping them out with their, you know, first party client instructor-led training. But in this Epic Games training catalog, which popped up into a new window over here, these are a bunch of different courses. And while I can't do the exact course material that I would normally be doing when Epic asks me to do this course material, if they're training, you know, for example, ILM or Disney or Pixar or whoever, what I often do is I tell people to go and find the training content here. And if someone wants to know, you know, about virtual reality, and they type that in, there's three courses that show up here. I did design all three of these courses, and I would give you a variation on this if I was training you through my training center. And then, you know, there's so many different things you can do, virtual production. And then there's like plenty of courses here that I did not design, but I'm sorry, drinking some water. I'm drinking some water, but there's a lot of courses here that if you've told me you really wanted to learn, you know, optimization for linear content profiling and geometry, then I would, and my team would like figure out all the right training material to help you teach that course. So there you go. Shameless plug for some learning material over. Next up on the list of things to show you is just a reminder that I got another YouTube channel. I mean, you can find me in most places as iBrews, at iBrews, I-B-R-E-W-S. And this is where I'm still posting a fair amount of content. You know, I gave some impressions of the Spatial Gallery app in Apple Vision Pro the other day, which I think is very nicely designed. I've been talking about the Play for Dream headset, which I quite like. And you know what? I think I'm going to do a live stream. This might even be also partly through my training center later this week, because last night I had this very sillily complicated problem with trying to get blink detection working in Unreal Engine. And if you actually type into YouTube blink detection Unreal or something like that, I think you will, well, let's just do blink Unreal Engine. I'm trying to find my own content this way. Never mind. No, I'm not as like high up here as I would like. Blinked Unreal Engine VR. She's going to spend 10 minutes trying to find my own video. Well, there's my own video, but that's not actually what I was looking for because I'm not signed into my account here, so I can't just click on my videos. Blink Unreal Engine VR eyebrows. That has to do it. There we go. Okay, yeah. So over a year ago, I had this method of doing this kind of like blink teleportation thing where I would blink, and then every time I blink, I move. And it worked, but it was kind of hacky. And it required me to use this kind of dummy mannequin from the Meta Movement SDK sample, which meant that I needed to deal with like rendering and processing like all this capture data just to get eye blinks to be detected. So last night I had a little bit of time and I was like, you know what? I need to find a more efficient way to do this because there's all sorts of cool ways to do to handle if you've got someone in an eye tracking headset to detect when they're blinking and do things while they're blinking. So for our Four Seasons project, we want to be able to, you know, recalibrate people and things like that. But there's also other scenarios where you might want to just like make little adjustments to the scene or do any kind of things while someone's eyes are closed. And as long as you can do it within a frame or two, then it's great. So last night I did actually manage to go through the MetaMovement sample and pull apart a lot of the examples there. And I got ChatGPT involved with analyzing a bunch of data. And I was looking back at the, I think, very elegant, humbly elegant solution that I came up with. And I thought this would actually be a really good lesson in how to solve problems in Unreal Engine. So I think I'll do a little live stream through my YouTube channel or my training center in the next few days if I can find time for like how to solve problems in Unreal Engine. And I don't know, maybe we'll post it as part of the podcast as well. I don't want to post the same thing in 50 different places, but I think it'll be kind of useful to walk everyone through like trying to get blink detection working, finding that there was nothing out of the box that was working, the documentation wasn't there, ChatGPT couldn't come up with anything off the bat, and then how I kind of pulled apart whatever examples or things that were close to it I could find until finally coming up with something that worked. So keep an eye out for that if you're interested in, you know, how to think about approaching problems in Unreal Engine. The next thing I wanted to shout out, well, actually, I've got this pulled up too, so let me just remind you that there's this cool Unreal Engine Four Seasons talk from Unreal Fest a couple of years ago where we talk about this whole project. And this was, you know, right after we had kind of finished phase one of it. So yeah, my team was just back in Austin from February 24th until March 12th, doing like a full upgrade of this project. And where am I? And there's a lot of cool new stuff going on with this. And there's going to be an Upload VR article coming out soon that will detail some of the cool adjustments we've made. But in short, I can tell you, like, we're upgrading from RTX 4090 to 5090, DLSS 3 to DLSS 4, Unreal Engine 4.27, finally to Unreal Engine 5, in this case 5.4, because we finally got Lumen Reflections to look as good as Ray Traced Reflections. We're still using Baked Lighting, though. So Baked Lighting plus Lumen Reflections, that seems to be the winning combo. And then, probably most importantly, we're swapping out the OptiTrack system that is being used for local multiplayer here with shared spatial anchors. We had to take some very bad code from Meta for shared spatial anchors and like completely refactor it and do totally different things with it. And now for PC VR, it's becoming a very reliable way to have lots of people in a very large space, a 5,000 square foot space, and have them all walk around and detect each other at the same time. So it was really fun to be in Austin and work on that and also get to do some South by Southwest things. I got to hang out with, like, you know, Alchemy Labs, who makes Job Simulator and Vacation Simulator. And I have their mug now, their I Love Job mug, which is an amazing mug. And then I got to hang out with like the Walkabout Golf, Mighty Coconut folks, and just other awesome devs everywhere. So if you were there at South by Southwest and we got to chat, then you are in that category of awesome people I got to see in Austin. It was also really fun to get more people up to the holodeck, so to speak. We got folks from Epic Games and Apple and had really good chats with all of them about, you know, the future of all this and where this is all headed. So I liked that very much. The next shout out I'm going to give is going to be kind of an interesting one because let me tell you a quick story. So back in college, I had a comedy band. Don't try to look up our videos. But I was really enjoying making comedy music and trying to see if I could get things that play well on, you know, repeat, that it could be funny, but also just musically enjoyable. And then I discovered a little band called Light of the Conchords with Jemaine Clement and Brett McKenzie. And I found myself going like, you know what? They are kind of the pinnacle of where I would have hoped to be in like 10 years if I like really worked this hard and figured it out and dedicated myself to it. And so as soon as I discovered Flight of the Conchords, I actually lost a lot of interest in kind of, you know, writing comedy songs and that kind of thing, because it was just like, they're doing it. They're taking care of it. Like, I'm so happy that they exist, and that's fine. So one of the things that in a good way has demotivated me a little bit for carving out time for the Unofficial Unreal Engine podcast lately has actually been our very good friend of the show. Maybe some of you know what's coming here. Matt Workman. Matt Workman has started to do these really, really lovely little sessions. He's calling them This Week in Unreal, and he's done a few episodes so far. And they're like these nice little bite-sized, like 20 to 30 minute things. Love his thumbnails. And I recommend everyone go check it out. I mean, if you're not already one of the 277,000 people subscribed to Cinematography Database, go do that. And Matt's just, you know, another awesome guy in our industry, which is why I've had him on the podcast a couple times. And he's always fun to hang out with. And I like hearing his takes on the Unreal Engine news of the week. This podcast for me, I think, is really just going to become an excuse to interview cool people like Matt and, you know, the Coreys and folks like that. I've got a couple other really exciting guests lined up. It was awesome talking to Samantha, of course, in our last episode. So I think this will mostly just become like an interview show with some light droplets of news. In fact, you don't even know this, but we've actually skipped the news quite a bit. Like, I've usually had people on the show, and for the agenda, I say, we're going to talk about this, this, and this. And also, we need to cover these particular Unreal Engine news things. And a lot of times we actually just end up kind of skipping the news because we're running out of time, and I want to talk more to those people. So I'm actually really glad that Matt is like actually tackling some of these discussions about, you know, the industry and everything going on with Unreal Engine and game studios and everything like that. I think he's very well suited to it, and it takes the pressure off me feeling like I need to do that, and I can just talk more about cool people and upcoming events and, you know, where we can hang out. Because really, this is, frankly, guys, I'm just such an extrovert, a social butterfly. This is really just me saying like, hey, I like to hang out with people. If you're a cool person who wants to talk about Unreal Engine or VR or theater or architecture or anything like that, like, let's go chat. So that's really my whole angle on this. I mean, frankly, this whole podcast started with Jacob Feldman basically saying like, hey, Alex, I don't know enough cool people doing things in Unreal Engine. I like talking to you about Unreal Engine. Maybe other people would like to hear those discussions too. So how about we do a podcast where we just talk to each other about Unreal Engine? And I said, Jacob, that sounds great. And it's been a really good format. You'll notice Jacob hasn't been on here in a while, and it's very similar to me. He's just gotten very busy with his job at CoreWeave. But it does also take a little bit of the wind out of the original reason for this podcast, which was for us to have an excuse to catch up and hang out and talk about Unreal Engine. Still, I see no reason that this podcast is going to be going away. And I want to make sure that I tell you that Fab, I know I said I wasn't going to talk too much about news, but the whole reason I decided to do this podcast today was I got so excited in the middle of teaching an intro to materials class a minute ago. I'm going to go and do another screen share here. And this will be a little bit hard to describe for folks who are not able to see my screen. But Fab, hey, you know Fab, that thing that like has been frustrating a lot of us because we have wanted it to work and it hasn't quite worked ever since it was kind of foisted upon us in October. Guys, it's kind of working now, and it's chef's kiss. It's starting to do exactly what we want it to do. So hello. Oh, and you know what? Actually, before I forget, as long as I'm doing a bit of a screen share, let me do... Whoop, I'm sharing the wrong screen. Hold on. Remove the screen share. Thanks for your patience. Start screen share. Start screen share. Add new screen share. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think I'll actually just start by showing you what is going on behind the scenes at Light Twist. So let's see, check this out. Okay, so if I put this, and yeah, you do need to kind of be watching the screen to enjoy this. Oh, there's some cropping settings. I didn't know there were cropping settings. Okay, that's Unreal Engine. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But hey, look, now you can see a little bit of what's going on in the Light Twist Studio. I know we're going to have this infinite kind of mirror thing going on, but this is what I see. This is the really lovely little interface that Vikas Reddy and Gustavo and everyone over at Light Twist has put together, where I have my host view. You see me with my green screen over here. If we had another guest, they could tag themselves as Jacob, or we could put them up on the screen. Here's where I have my green screen. I can also do some things where I am either auto segmenting like what Zoom does, or actually adjusting things for the green screen itself. But the settings that they have here is great. I can pop around to some different cameras, which you won't really see here because I'm doing a full screen overlay. Let me do this hide overlay. So you see it a little bit in the background. But if I hit these buttons over here, I can jump to these different host views. I'm right in between them right now, so these cameras aren't ideal, but I can do like a close view like that, and then everything is totally real time on the right side, and then a little bit delayed over here. So we're just doing a little studio overview. I can move where I am on the stage, move to the left, move to the right, whatever suits my fancy, and then I can play with like contrast settings and all that kind of stuff. And then of course I've got buttons for show overlay, hide overlay, and a lot of these things are things like animation. So anyway, I've got recording. I'm recording right now. I could be live if I wanted to be. I can go look at the recordings. And if you are interested in a studio environment like this, please do reach out to Light Twist. They are all cool guys and excited about the future of virtual studios like this. Okay, I think I'm still sharing my screen. So here's the thing I wanted to show you. I was teaching a little intro to materials class today. Don't mind the arm here, and I'll show my whole screen. And Fab was not working like yesterday, like whatever, 2 days ago. Like I was still showing people like, yeah, you know, you click on Quixel Bridge and Quixel Bridge comes up and it's telling you like, oh, you should use Fab. And it's like, well, no, because if I want to access like my metahumans and everything, they're still here. And then also like if I click on the marketplace over here, it's still... just opens up my Epic Games launcher and tells me to go to Fab. And then Fab in here isn't even like the marketplace where it lived inside the Epic Games launcher. Like it tells you to open up a browser tab, and then you need to make sure in your browser tab that you're logged into the same account. And then you could grab assets, and it would say the assets were being added to library, but they wouldn't actually show up over in the Epic Games launcher as part of your library. And the whole thing just felt bad. Until today, yeah, because you'd have like your Fab library down here and some things would be there, but other things wouldn't. And there's no way to like sort this stuff well. So it just felt like a big mess. Anyway, I was teaching this materials class today, and right in the middle of it, I got so distracted because I pulled up the content drawer and then I saw a Fab button. And I said, oh, get content from Fab. What's that doing there? And I think what happened was my Fab plugin had updated for 5.5. So, you know, you might need to do this manually, but if you find Fab UE plugin and you do install the engine, you say 5.5 and you close 5.5 and restart it, it should be there. And I just want you guys to see really quickly how cool this is, because this is what we wanted. I can click Fab. It brings up a little window. It's not a web browser. This is a very responsive in Unreal Engine thing. And I can, you know, say like, hey, I really want to find some cool animations or whatever. And these all pop up right away. And I can then filter and I can say, well, I don't have any money, so I only want free animations. And I find the, you know, mocap dances sample pack, whatever. And here's what's cool too. They're removing friction, because it used to be, even in the marketplace, that you needed to add something to your library before you could download it. But maybe you just want to look at something. You don't necessarily want it to be in your library. You just want to take a closer look at it. You know, you're looking at the thumbnails and the cool 3D models that come from Sketchfab and all that, and you're getting like some idea of what's going on here once this loads. But you're like, yeah, I just want to see this inside Unreal Engine. Though this is actually a great example of being able to view things directly in a browser. Though again, this feels better than the browser version of Fab. So instead of adding to library, I might just start by add to project. And what's cool about this is it immediately downloads and imports it into your project, which is so lovely. It just popped up right there, showed me where it ended up. And I've got the mannequin and the animations. And I can just start dragging these into my scene and just do whatever, simulate, take a look. whatever that dance is. Guys, that took like 5 seconds to do. I mean, amazing. It's so nice. This is what we've wanted for so long. Just like a really easy way to not lose focus on your project. Find the thing you're looking for. I mean, and we got my library here. So like anything that I have purchased or that I, you know, think I might want to use at any point. The example I was showing earlier was this Paragon character. I just pressed the plus. She was already in my library. And then it just downloads and imports and then gives me the folder where she is. We just saw it a second ago. There we are. And it's just here. And I can just drag her in or whatever. There's a whole character blueprint here. But yeah, anything, materials, textures, characters, animations, blueprints, all this stuff now just living in Fab. We've got just about everything except, I'm not sure if the entire billion assets from the Quixel library is in, and metahumans don't seem to be in yet, but come on, why won't you close? There we go. But all this stuff just ready to be downloaded and brought into your project. Look at that detail. So cool. And then what else here? Fab, I mean, it's great. You just press plus. You just press plus, and then it comes in. We can discover things. We can sort things. We've got HDRIs. It's all really, really lovely. Decals, brushes. Yeah, because what I was finding before was like I was actually needing to download like FBX and GLB files and import them manually, and the textures wouldn't come in correct. Now we're just in shape. Hey, nice cat. I like this cat. If I was going to buy this cat, I would, and then bring it into my project. So again, I'm being a bit of a cheapskate right now, and I am just searching for free things. But please do, you know, support creators you like. Pay for things. Please pay for things. You see the directory where everything is. You can do a preferred quality tier, medium, high, low, raw, etc. You know, if you want to go all nanite all the time. But this is the future that we wanted. This is the marketplace. This is a good chunk of the Quixel library. Note, by the way, when I go to my library, they actually keep this in the upper left, browse the Quixel Megascans assets like that. And this just shows you tons and tons of stuff from Quixel. And then you're ready to import this stuff anytime you want. Oh, I really like this chipped bark. That's great. I'm going to add it to my project. And even there's a little drop down for the quality level. And then here comes the chipped bark into my project. Ready to go. That was scary and startling. Where are you, chipped bark? Yeah, a little bit tricky sometimes because it'll import and then you need to find it. So it's under Fab, Megascans, 3D, chipped bark, medium, because that's the quality level I had. And I can just drag it into my scene and go take a look at that magnificent chipped bark running in real time. Cool. So yeah, the sorting is kind of interesting because you have some things that get put into a Fab folder and then a subfolder for Megascans. You can see here where I brought in a camera. Nice looking camera, right? I had to import this manually the other day, and it was kind of a pain in the butt. Now it looks really good. This is also actually reflective in here, which is kind of a nice touch. If I rotate that around, we can actually see the reflection of my scene. In any case, I could go on about this for a long time, but I'm just feeling really, really happy about the state of Fab. Give it a try. Let me know what you think. Post some cool stuff on social media for what you're doing with the new and improved Fab setup. And my library, Fab settings, this is all just good stuff. It's all really good stuff, and it's going to make all of our lives easier, especially when you're just trying stuff out. Like, you just want an easy way to mess around, import packs, have some fun. Oh, and you know what? Just because I've been bringing this up a lot in the classes I've been teaching, I want everyone to remember my friends over at Arcane Mirage, who did we have them on the show? I've chatted with that team a lot. I'm trying to remember if I actually had them as a guest on the podcast. But Arcane Mirage, once you sign into it, oh, don't make me sign in when I don't remember my password. Once you're signed in, I know how embarrassing, right? Once you're signed in to Arcane Mirage, there we go. What's cool is, there you go. I mean, it's right here. You can start to stream from a browser things like the sample projects. You know, some of these sample projects are pretty big, and it's kind of cool that they just let you, you know, use some cloud computing to check out the crop out sample project or the car configurator. And, you know, you just click launch experience and it gives you a little video that loads while the scene is loading in the background. And then depending on, you know, if it's set up for Linux or Windows or whatever, you can then access the project there. Okay. So I got to go get ready for my class, but let's see. Oh, there we go. Skip intro. And then we're just in the project. Are we just in the project? I hear music. Yeah, there we go. It's just a fade in from black. And there's a little car configurator, and it just runs in my browser, and it feels good. Pretty fun. Change some colors, change the interiors. Okay, folks, I hope this was an interesting scattershot episode. I really love seeing you and chatting with you. And anytime any of you tell me that you're a big fan of the podcast, it, of course, warms my heart very much. So thank you for your support. Hope to see you here with another exciting interview in the near future. We'll at least try to do, at the very least, like a Things to Know We're Going to Unreal Fest Orlando episode, because those have been fun to do for the past couple years. I think we did the last one with Matt Workman, actually. And it's going to be fun to keep on keeping on with all the exciting new things coming with Unreal. I have some little secret hints. Like, I know a little bit of some of the stuff that might be announced at Unreal Fest Orlando, and not a spoiler or breaking any kind of NDA to say, like, it's going to be exciting. So can't wait to see everyone's reactions to the new things coming in the great, exciting world of Unreal. And connect with me other places. Find me on social media at iBrews. Find me on LinkedIn, on Blue Sky, iBrews on Blue Sky as well. AlexCoolumPresents.com, AgileLens.com, YouTube.com/iBrews, all those good things. Bye for now. And I guess because we've been doing some high fives lately, I'm going to do a little high five for myself. Which looks like I'm praying or wishing you peace, which I pray that you have peace. Thank you. Have a great day. Goodbye for now. Cheers.